This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In Major League Baseball, Michael Pineda retired his first 20 batters before Evan Longoria lined a double down the left field line, and he wound up pitching two hit ball over 7 2/3 innings Monday in the New York Yankees home opener, an 8-1 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, Detroit edged Boston 2-1, and the Mets topped Philadelphia 4-3. The Boston Red Sox have fumigated and disinfected their clubhouse at Fenway Park to help fight the flu. Boston manager John Farrell says it has been done a few times while the team has been on the road. Boston is scheduled to begin a 6-game homestand tonight against the Baltimore Orioles. In the NBA, Boston topped Brooklyn 114-105. The New England Patriots have re-signed Alan Branch, securing one of the key pieces to their defensive line. New England made the announcement yesterday. In addition, the team also signed restricted free agent offensive lineman Cameron Fleming to a deal. The Buffalo Bills have addressed their quarterback depth by signing free agent T.J. Yates. The sixth-year player meets the Bills' need to add an experienced backup behind returning starter Tyrod Taylor. Yates did not play a snap in his one and only season with Miami last year. The United States launched its bid to co-host the 2026 World Cup with Mexico and Canada today. The U.S. went ahead after gaining the support of President Donald Trump to pursue soccer's showpiece amid heightened regional political tensions. Trump derided Mexico as a source of rapists and criminals in his campaign and has vowed to build a wall on the southern border. The U.S. soccer president says despite the controversy, the president is fully supportive of the joint bid. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.